Houston's Eagle, Scorps with Dean and Raj at 7:08. We'll kick off Dead Guy in the Envelope coming up here in about 10 minutes. If you want to play, it's a great prize. Tickets to see Kenny Loggins.
All right, let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call this woman. She ordered some Girl Scout cookies and wrote a check for it. We're going to call and pretend that that check bounced. She's waiting for her cookies. She's not getting them.
This is Robin.
Hi, Robin. This is Steve Phillips. I'm calling from Girl Scout Troop Number. You bought some Girl Scout cookies for my daughter here a week and a half ago.
Yes, yes.
Well, I have them for delivery, but we do have a snag. The check that you wrote bounced.
Oh.
And
really?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't write that many checks anymore. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to be able to make delivery on this.
This was an honest mistake. I'm perfectly willing to pay. Why don't you just bring them by? I'll pay cash.
Yeah, I really think the damage has been done here. I'm the troop leader. I'm a single father trying to manage this on my own for the first time. Just don't have a good feeling about this. I think we'll just move on.
This was an accident. This was totally inadvertent. And
she was one away from having the record for the troop. She's not going to have it now because of what you did.
She can still have it. If you come by, I'm just going to pay you cash.
No, I don't think so. You know, if she misses out on the record, I guess that's that, but that'll be on you.
Why punish your daughter for this?
Excuse me?
This is an honest mistake.
Are you questioning my parenting skills?
I'm not questioning your parenting skills. I'm questioning why can't we move forward?
And I tell you what, this is a big chore for me, and you could help me out maybe. Now,
okay.
I have the next shipment of cookies coming in, which I have to keep in my garage, and I haven't been able to park in my garage because of all the cookies. Would you be willing to warehouse some of the cookies in your garage?
I don't really know you even that well,
Well, I just have to have access to the garage so we can get the cookies in and out.
I just don't think that's a good idea. Can we please come up with...
I was also thinking, you know, we like to have a pool party at the end of the year, and...
What?
You have a pool, correct?
Yes.
Could we have the pool party there?
I really think this
would
is
you
getting
host the
a
pool
little...
party for 48 10-year-old girls?
Absolutely not. I'm not going to host a pool party.
Well, I just felt like you and I had a connection, and maybe there's a role here you could fulfill that you could help me run this troop.
I'm not involved in Girl Scouts. I don't even need the cookies at this point, but this is getting a little out of hand.
So we'll
I'm
have the pool party in May.
No, I'm not having a pool party. I don't know what... Why
you can
you
swim,
listening?
Too.
It's my pool. I'll swim anytime I want to.
What kind of suit do you have? Do you have a bikini?
Oh, my God. That is inappropriate. That is inappropriate.
Robin?
What?
This is not really a Girl Scout troop leader. It's Dean from Dean and Raj. We're doing the birthday scam on you. Happy birthday from Chris.
From my husband? Are you kidding me? This is...
Got a little weird there.
It got a lot weird.
Well, you have Chris to thank for that, so.
Oh, I'm going to kill him. Thank you so much.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.